And good afternoon, everyone on Audio Boo. Today is February 2nd, 2013, Groundhog Day. And, of course, today being cloudy and snow, the groundhog did not see its shadow. Wyerton Willie, who serves the Ontario and area, did not see its shadow. Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow today. What I want to talk about in this particular boo is about the about friends I've known for the last 20 years, and that is specifically the Tape Pal friends, which were actually pen pals, but because I recorded tape, they are better known as Tape Pals. So I want to mention some of them that I started corresponding with just over 20 years ago. I actually started in 92, actually. Through a Young and Alive magazine. I'd heard about it originally with my first girlfriend, Nina, back in 1990. She told me about Young and Alive and getting to write to people. So I took it up and wrote to a couple people, but never got anywhere with that. Then in 91, early 92, I had my name posted in a Young and Alive. I contacted Christian Record Braille Services, actually by phone, and they were the ones that supply the Young and Alive. So I put my name in there, and I got an ad, and it appeared in July 1992 edition of Young and Alive with, of course, Angela Caesar, who I also was involved with, a girlfriend at the time. And it didn't take long for me to start hearing back from people. One of the first letters I got was from Claudia Del Real. And we just had an interruption there, and so we're continuing on with mentioning names of the likes of Claudia Del Real. Lisa Porter, I got a Braille letter from, and actually Claudia did too, and we started sending tapes in September, and talking about different things. And I remember Claudia was social work, and Lisa lived in Baton Rouge, and then. Started going on hearing from, received a few Braille letters from overseas, and then Koji Matuda was a Japanese person who wrote to several of us, and then I got to know, eventually 92 into 93, I got to know, late 92, I knew who would be my first wife, Denise. She was originally as Kimberly, or Kim Hammock. I would later get to know her as Denise and would marry her about a year and a half later. And so then I started writing to other people. By 93, Delma Fordham, who would go through several name changes before becoming Delma Last just this past July. And so there was her, there was Tara McDonald, there was Don Wilson, there was Sharon Johnson, who taped a couple times, Ann Perez, Sharon Stevens, Ray McElwain, Eric Calhoun was another one who he was really into sports, and I was getting a lot of tapes. So actually, there were two or three tapes together. There were a lot of he put some station on in the area there. It was a sports show. He was really into sports, and I knew it wasn't going to happen with them. So, and I know a lot of people had said that he was a strange one. And anyway, at first I had this older gentleman for a while. His name was Robert Morris. He was in his 60s, who I was taping with. And then there was Julie Roberts, who would later become Julie Morales. And then I just had a few. Yeah, I think there was Gloria Rathbone. There was her, taped to her a few times, a few tapes back and forth. Linda Terrell, there's so many. There were quite a few. There was this other weirdo. His name was Marvin Porter, who started calling me, and I knew that wasn't going to go anywhere either. This was early on in the correspondence. started calling me on the phone, and he was a rather strange person. He, due to time constraints, I won't get into that one. I mentioned all those names. Most of them were female, of course, because I generally not because I'm, you know, I'm not a, obviously no flirt, but I just enjoyed corresponding more with females. And so there were a lot of those, and so I think that I may have to go into a second boo. I wasn't going to, but I hope I can get this one boo, but this will be continued in part 2.